welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And he wants you to start winning with life, money, and business. And, you know, we have been talking about how to bounce back from mistakes. We want you to learn how to do that, especially from money mistakes, so you can actually start getting what God has for you. And he has a lot in store. It doesn't matter how hard things have been thus far, even if it's a very confusing and challenging time for you right now, let's work on clearing it up through the word of God. Today, I want to talk to you about, do you think that God wanted you to work, hard for money? Not hard for him, hard for money until the day you die? Absolutely not. But there are specific instructions that has been given to us in the Bible about what we should do during our working time. And we start off with Genesis chapter 1, 27 through 28. And it's very clear that God told us that we should be fruitful and multiply. And that should be our focus, is to be fruitful and to multiply. But on today, I want to talk to you a little bit more about positioning yourself that you're not going to be working forever. And I have some startling stats for you on this morning, and I want you to turn to your Bible, to the book of Ecclesiastes, where you can find so many game-changing money information and instructions in this book by itself. From Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, it is like thebomb.com. A lot of places to talk about money, but these particular ones I have been a student of. And I want you to go to Ecclesiastes today, starting at chapter 3, verse 9, and then we're going to stop at verse 13. So from chapter 3, verse 9 through 13, and I want us to go to the Lord together. Ooh, I'm excited for you. You should be too. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you've made, and we're glad with joy we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, as we are just so grateful for this time, this Kairos moment where heaven and earth is standing still, and you knew that this time would be here. Dear Lord, we are right now, I'm standing in the gap for those of your servants, of your children, that they will hearken unto the voice of the Lord right now, that they will turn to their word and walk in their right, joint heirs to the throne with our Savior Jesus Christ, and start walking in abundance. Help them reduce the fear of taking the instructions that you've left for us. Let them create a love for learning. They may pursue your word. Let them be thirsty like the deer panted for water, dear Lord. I am thanking you for the changes and the breakthroughs that are happening in their lives right now, as they will gird up the courage to live the life and go get what you have for them within your will and your way. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's go to the word first, and I'm going to give you some numbers, and I want you to have a pen and paper if you are able to. I know sometimes people are driving and things like that, but if not, go back, and I want you to write these numbers down that I'm going to give you in a moment after the word. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse 9, reads, "What do workers gain from their toil?
I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is the gift of God. God has given us a gift that if we follow his instructions while we're working in a season, that he wants all of us to be having time to be happy and be able to do good while we live, that at some point in time you can find satisfaction in all the hard work. Now, if in Genesis it tells us that we should be fruitful and to multiply, and if you can't see the time very clearly of a time where you will be able to be happy and in satisfaction of the work that you've done. I know that there's some people who say, I love what I do. I love my work. It's not work to me. I agree with you. My assignment is not work for me either. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not multiplying your fruit, you will run out of it. It'll be just the same as if you were a farmer or even if you had fruit trees in your yard. I can remember I had this home and we had a mango tree in the yard. And if the mango tree never replenished every year, it would just die. So anything that's not continuously growing, it dies. And that includes money. I can tell you it's enough things that I'm not going to go into depth, because when we start the Multiply Your Moolah Challenge in April, April 28th, when we start that challenge, I will go in depth of what I mean by this. But I want to give you a prelude to the idea of, if you have not understood by now that the fruit that you've gotten access to, the money that you've earned over the years, I would love for you to write down, and I want you to think about every job you've ever had, how much earnings have you earned from those jobs every year, and just tally it up and look at how much money you've earned, and then I want you to look at your bank account and say, how much money do I have left over? And you might say, OMG, I don't want you to feel bad about it. I just want you to take a look at it. I want you to see the truth about it. And the truth is not, oh, I was bad with money. Oh, I was made all these mistakes. Oh, I wasted money. Oh, I would have. That's not what I want you to look at it for, even though those may be some truths. There's a time and place for everything. As a matter of fact, in that same in that same chapter at the top, there's a time for everything and season for every activity under the heavens. That's not what I'm talking about in this particular episode. What I am talking about is for you to look at and say, how much of that did I off the top? The same way you pay God off the top, you make your tithes, you pay yourself off the top, and you make your investments so that it can multiply. It's showing here in the word, and God has showed many of places that, you know, something over time grows into something, whether it's something that's desirable or less desirable. Time matures and grows everything, even if it's growing thing in a decline. That's what happens. But if you're putting the fruit in the right place where it can multiply, it grows bigger. Now, The thing is that I know that God has seen that many of his servants have not done that over the years because many of us were misinformed. Fears of investing have us thinking that we shouldn't be doing it. Hold on to your money. Keep it in fractional reserve banks, all these types of stuff. But what I want you to know is that that misinformation is costing you your legacy. It's costing you the time to have where you can say, you know what? Where you can eat and drink and find satisfaction in your toil. What's that date for you? You think you're too young to start looking at that? I'm in a place in my life that I don't have to work. You just put the money to work now, and it does so. I can tell you this startling stat is just 5 months ago, at the time of this call, if someone had invested, and I'm not endorsing any particular investment. I'm not giving you any investment advice. I'm just giving you a statistic, and I want you to write it down because some of the people on this line probably have already done it and they know what I'm talking about. But there is a currency called cryptocurrency that's moving way faster right now. It's matured over time. People think just because you just heard about it that it's new. It's not brand new. And it took its toll. But 5 months ago, you have a thing called Bitcoin. And I think that many people know about it by now. And 5 months ago, at the top of December, you probably could have got a Bitcoin for $19,000. And the person says, well, I didn't have $19,000. But they're fractional. You can buy portions of a Bitcoin with specific apps. You know, Gemini is one of them. A lot of them you can get fractions. So if you can't afford a whole Bitcoin, you can buy whatever amount of dollar amount, US dollar amount of a Bitcoin that you have. But long story short, $19,000, it could have been in December, November, let's say Thanksgiving time, right? Because it goes up and down. And then here at the time of this episode, we're now in the middle of April, and that same thing, if you only had one coin, you would be up over 40K. Now, you tell me, would you rather have had $40,000 where your money was just sitting maturing over time? Just because you put seed in the ground? Or would you rather have to toil for every $1,000 that you earn? What if you had both? What if you really start hearkening to shipping your grain across the sea? That's also in Ecclesiastes 11. And I'm going to break that. That's part of the Multiply Your Moolah Challenge. We'll be breaking that down like baby food. And you literally, every time you got paid, you put something back in the ground while you're working. Now, what about people that have 10 or 12 of them? Do you understand that someone in that same amount of time, if you were to go now to the book of Matthew, that famous passage about the servant and talents, and that person maybe had 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 of those same things. They're upwards, not 40,000. They're upwards of 400,000. If it's 20, they're upward of $800,000. Just because they understood about putting the fruit somewhere it can multiply. Now, is that astronomical? Absolutely. But let me tell you what that does for a person who might say, I don't have nowhere near $20,000 to invest, you would have still been up 3X. You would have still been up. Doesn't matter if it was from 1,000 to 3,000 or if it's 19 to 60 plus. Some people keep thinking about how small their seed is versus paying attention to the multiplication. So their fear of, I got to wait till I have enough money, or I got to wait. The multiplication is still the same. 100 times 3 is 1 times 3. It's still 3x. But because you are misinformed and allow that fear of misinformation to stop you from doing what God has already told us to do, you don't need all the gurus to tell you what God has already told us to do, family. The disobedience is what's costing the kingdom. So we let in and keep listening to man, where you still have to toil the land. You think you're going to have to toil the land until you die. You're joint heir to the King of Kings. So you tell me, where have you seen or heard kings working forever for money? This is where money will become your master. And people got it twisted. They're looking at the people who are being good stewards over money, who's being very careful with what they do with their money, and they're looking at them as, oh, they're all about the money. Well, how else are you going to put your kid through school? How else are you going to continue to keep shelter over your head? How else are you going to keep putting gas in the car or paying the car note? How else are you going to, you know, at some point in time have some levels of enjoyment with your family? How else are you going to do those things? I've even seen people who have a lot of money who try to tell you don't think about money, but they're making sure they're doing what they need to do with money. They're actually making money from you, off you, and they're telling you don't worry about money. Well, they might be right on don't worry about money, but you need to start winning with money. Yes, you do. And the freedom that we have in this world is that when you get that money, you are the one that have the power and authority to decide what you do with it. The misinformation might have you focusing more on things that are liabilities and things that are assets that will make you money. And that is the challenge. We're wanting to feed areas of our human soul that's a devourer. We use those things to have instant gratification, and then later on, we are totally dissatisfied with life. And that's when you start biting your fingernails. You are not supposed to work hard forever for money. You're not supposed to worry about money. You should be winning with money so you can help other people win. I've been one of those kind of people that have gone like the path less traveled. But when people are doing a whole bunch of stuff, I just say, nah, I pass. I saw this post, and I'm going to share this post with you as we're closing out, and I want us to go into the Power Moves group and talk. This post, like, just stopped me, and I grabbed it out of one of the Facebook groups that I'm in, and I said, I got to share this. It says that as you heal, your attractions change too. Toxicity stops looking like excitement, and peace stops feeling like boredom. You know, sometimes when people just feel like, I just got to be busy, I got to be busy, they're sometimes afraid to just be alone. They're afraid to be alone with God, or they're afraid that if something action ain't going on, they're afraid if they're not seeing the flashing gas and the shiny objects, they think that life is done. and those toxic attractions. I'm not talking about having fun within reason. I'm not talking about creating great vacations and experiences. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, because some people have fooled themselves knowing that they have FOMO. They live in consistent fear of missing out. And it's going to cause them to miss out. Because their money is not going where it can be multiplied. And guess what happens eventually with it when it doesn't? It dies. It's called currency, family. You got to stay moving. I hope this helps somebody. You want to go ahead and share this. And you might say, well, where do I go? What do I do? What should I be doing? Start doing your homework and start thinking the things that you use right now and start saying, you know what? I got a lot of this in my house. I should be looking at this company. Or even if I don't understand anything about cryptocurrency, Bank of America's taking it now, Tesla's taking it now, maybe I should read and look a little bit about it. But don't go diving in, because there's a way you should be having your money diversified. They got to go in multiple directions, baby, so you're not just losing like that. Y'all know I love you. This should give you a stronger why. If you hustling, hustle hard, so you can start investing harder. That's what we're talking about. You can bounce back from money mistakes if you become an investor. God wants you to do it. I do too. Love you. Take care.